The 2-acre West Berkeley Shell Mound is where the Ohlone people first established a human settlement on the shores of the San Francisco Bay 5,700 years ago. Fast forward to today, through hundreds of years of colonization, stolen lands, and a mission system that enslaved the Ohlone people, the site is now a paved-over parking lot. But that's about to change. Here's Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin.
Berkeley made history, and we did it by honoring the first people who live on this land. And this historic step is critical to righting past wrongs and embracing a future that honors the diverse history of the entire region.
The city of Berkeley's committed $1.5 million to help purchase the land for the Segurite Land Trust and Confederated Villages of Lujan with a new vision for indigenous cultural revitalization. Melissa Nelson is chair of the board of directors at the Segurite Land Trust. They raised $25 million to purchase the land with help from a major donor through the Cutali Foundation.
A place for gathering, for ceremony. We want to restore the native landscape, daylight, the creek that flows through this area. We want to plant native medicines, native foods, so that we can again gather and tend to our traditional relatives, the rooted ones, the plants.
The trust says they plan to build a commemorative park with a new shell mound and a cultural center to house some of the pottery, jewelry, baskets, and other artifacts found over the years, then stored at the Phoebe Hearst Museum at UC Berkeley. The Ohlone for years have sought to repatriate those items. Ruth Orta is an Ohlone elder.
And I tell everybody that I see every day that this land is our land. We're still here. We've never left. My family's never left Alameda County, ever, since time began. And we're still here. And I am happy, and I'm proud, and yay!
The purchase is considered the largest land back of an urban city to Native Americans in the U.S. It took years of activism and legal battles. Berkeley-based developers Rugen Ellsworth wanted to turn the site into housing, and Ohlone activists organized and fought that plan through litigation and movement building. Registering the site as a landmark in 2000 and gaining support from the Berkeley City Council to preserve it. The $27 million land back settlement ends years of court battles and conflict between the developers, indigenous activists, environmental groups, housing advocates, and city leaders. Corina Gold, chair of the Confederated Villages of Lujan, spoke in a video on social media acknowledging their long-fought victory.
After years and years of struggle to protect the sacred, joined by thousands of people from different backgrounds from all over the world, through activism and organizing, through court cases and city meetings, through chance encounters and strategic plans, through countless prayers and protests, with all of your help and a wild, wild hope, we are saving this sacred site from desecration. We have freed the West Berkeley Shell Mound.
Now, when you're in Berkeley and you see signage that says City of Berkeley with the words Ohlone Territory written underneath, you know they mean it. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.